Hey, all you space cats, welcome to the Black Hole Podcast, Season 7, Episode 10. I'm your host, Mitch Miller, and I'm running for President of the United States as the most neutral candidate on the planet, and probably the most transparent candidate ever to run. So we've been talking a lot, talking this season about ideas for the presidency. And so basically, I just want to reiterate, what I'm talking about here is a total overhaul of the patent office as U.S. president. I mean, that's how these corporate communists, these corporations, they force us to use their products without being transparent about how they make them, how people are compensated who make them. I mean, if there were no patents, companies would have to market information, not strategy. Information like pay scale and bonus structure, so that the consumer actually could make an informed decision about who they support with their democratic wallet, right? They say capitalism, you vote with your wallet. Well, we're so misinformed, we don't get any information. It's just strategy and psychology that they throw at us. And they're able to work these patents into their corporate contracts so that we have no choice but to use what they say we should use, right? Think about it. Someone patents something in this country, they get what? If it's a good patent, $1 million. So that covers them for 10 years to live comfortably at $100,000 a year, right? It doesn't set them for life, one patent. And if they ask for any more than that, the company will find a workaround, another patent, someone that'll... So, I mean, you think that these patents protect these individuals out there, right? These entrepreneurs that invent something. But really, the bulk of the patents are so that these corporations can stay in power and force-feed us stuff that... without informing us about how they make it or being transparent about their pay structure. So another thing I'm going to do as president, I'm going to take on the media. I know we have some candidates that say they're going to take on the media, but they use it in the same way that every other candidate has used it. If you notice, I'm using it in a different way. And on a side note about candidates, I talked about how the rhetoric in this country somehow it's okay for someone to reference being a dictator for any amount of time, right? I don't know if you know this, but you know the excuse is, oh, he just wants to be a dictator for a day. Well, let me ask you, how many dictators try it out for a day and then say, okay, one day's over, we're going to go back to the closest thing to democracy that we can find, right? So, anyhow, I'm going to take on the media companies. I'll tell you exactly how I'm going to take on the media companies. The media and the cable companies. I think we need to overhaul the 911 emergency response system, right? Right now, we rely on the government to override our cell phones and track our location. Why would we think that it's a good idea for the government to be able to override safeguards on our phone and track us anywhere we go? I mean, look, it's the lazy way out to use wireless for emergency systems. In general, wireless communication is the laziest possible means of using technology. So right now they track us. If we call 911, it overrides and they try to find our location if we can't verbally describe where we're located. I believe that static landlines, static phones, are smarter. Think about it. If someone in your car is having a heart attack on the road and if every house has a landline, you can look at any house and there's a landline there. You can run to the farmhouse and knock on the door, and hypothetically the homeowner could just pick up the landline and know the location in seconds if we gear our 911 system in this way, right? You could even have little call boxes on the outside of rural homes. Smash the glass, call 911, right? We have the technology, why don't we use it? Why do we want the government tracking us, or the opportunity for the government to be able to track us anywhere we go with our wireless devices? As president, I'm going to commission a cable box for use on military bases. We're going to develop these cable boxes and deploy them on military bases, military housing. This cable box connects via fiber optic cable. It has a landline jack, a telephone jack, right in the front of it. You can plug a phone right into the cable box and use it to call your grandma, right? It has Ethernet jacks equipped in the rear or the front or both. Like a router, it can run multiple Ethernet lines out of it, connected to the internet. And it can emit Wi-Fi, but it has wireless signal for internet. But it has a manual off switch. I don't know if you've noticed, we allowed all these companies to develop routers, and the only way to shut off the Wi-Fi is to go into your account online and click a little button that any hacker could click back over and say it's on. You know, there's no manual buttons on anything anymore. This will have a manual switch, manual off switch. Look, military personnel are not guinea pigs. And as president, I'm going to stop the practice of using them as guinea pigs. All right? It's been happening for too long. These military personnel are exposed to high levels of wireless signal at work, on military bases, in their jobs. They have wireless communication systems all around them. And I'll argue that they may develop sensitivities like I have by being exposed to high levels of this. But when they come home, they should be able to switch the Wi-Fi off in their house. If they don't want their family exposed to Wi-Fi, they can manually shut it off. So there you go. It's a cable box. Everything you need to have a landline, Wi-Fi, internet, and cable TV in one room, right? We run this. You have your cable box in your living room. You have everything you need for communication. If you pick up the landline, the 911 system has your address registered. You register your address instead of giving up your wireless telephone rights to privacy so that they can track you someday if you break your leg, right? Instead, you register this static phone into our 911 system, our nationwide 911 system. And when you pick it up, within seconds, it comes up on the 911 operator screen where you're calling from, and the system begins to show where the closest EMS services are and the things you need. So for the sake of 911, of the 911 system, we will mandate that cable companies must support this standard cable box for 50 years. And after we roll this out for military bases and military housing, we'll make it available for the public. So the public can purchase this standard cable box that will give us all of our modern communication, right? I'm sure they'll invent, what are they going to invent next? Smell-o-vision, right? You'll be able to smell through your television. Well, we might not be able to support that, but I think we'll be okay with the level of data exchange that we have at this time in the year 2024. for the next 50 years. Because people are getting a little overloaded on information, so maybe we should take a step back and just make this standard cable box available. Now, I've argued in past seasons that the Constitution has in it that the Congress will keep a journal of its proceedings from time to time. And I've made an argument that they worded it time to time because as media technology developed, there was supposed to be newspapers, a film aspect, a radio aspect, a television aspect, so that we could keep tabs on the government instead of them keeping tabs on us. And this never developed. You know, just think of the people who were illiterate 100 years ago and how you could have reached them through radio, but we didn't develop it. We have C-SPAN, right? That's the closest thing we have to a second-by-second journal of the government. C-SPAN 1 and 2 cover the House of Representatives and the Senate and the federal government. It's a coalition of cable providers that provide this, but in my city of Pittsburgh, you have to pay for C-SPAN. They don't broadcast it over the airwaves, and it's not offered on basic cable. You have to pay for a higher package to see what the government is doing. Now, this should be illegal for cable companies to make money off of offering C-SPAN. So, what we're going to do with this cable box, with this rollout, everyone that buys the cable box gets 6 free channels. You will be able to keep tabs on the government as the Constitution intended. You'll be able to watch the local government, the county government, both state houses, and both federal houses. That's 6 channels. Channels 1 through 6 are free. And then we're going to really push on the cable companies, the media companies, to offer a la carte, if we come together as a coalition, a la carte channels. If you just want the History Channel, the Discovery Channel, and, that's it, History and Discovery Channel. If you just want those 2 channels, and the Weather Channel, you'll be able to get that a la carte added to your cable box for $1 or $2 a month or something like that, all right? So that's where we're going with this, a la carte channels instead of the cable companies forcing you, if you want a few channels, to buy a whole package, to spend ridiculous money for them to advertise to you. They make money advertising to you. Companies pay them to bring their programs to you, and you also have to pay them to bring the programs to you. Something doesn't make sense there. It doesn't add up. So we're going to get to the bottom of this. Now, in closing, I just want to say, you may think I'm against wireless waves, right? I just want the testing to be done as to what these waves could cause as far as ailments to living things, plants, animals, humans. But, the problem is so many people are addicted to wireless, you won't think about how technology could be used differently without wireless. We can fit 2 days of video on the head of a pin, okay? That's what I mean when I say they're lazy. Wireless is a scam. When we first invented computer technology, it was a push for more memory and more RAM. Now it's just the bare minimum, and we'll hook you up to the cloud, we'll hook you up to the wireless, and we'll back it up on our hard drives in some remote location somewhere so that we hypothetically have access to all your photos and videos. Think about it. You could have a super intelligent smartphone with a ton of memory. It could have all of Wikipedia on it, plus all the bus schedules in your city, plus every book you want to read that week. And when you plug it in at night, it updates the Wikipedia, it updates the whatever needs updated for the next day, right? The bus schedules, the plane schedules, the taxi schedules, whatever. And if you really need Wi-Fi, and this is where you can have Wi-Fi and non-Wi-Fi cafes, just like smoking businesses and non-smoking businesses, right? So you're walking along, you see a Wi-Fi cafe, and if you really need to Google something, pop in a Wi-Fi cafe while your non-Wi-Fi friends wait outside, right? I guess my point is we can have all the conveniences of everything we enjoy today with wireless, only do it with, emphasize more internal memory rather than allowing companies to spy on you, right? And constant software updates and all kinds of backdoors and things into your equipment. We can make things smarter. So I hope you won't not vote for me for president because of my feelings about wireless waves. It's affected me personally. I believe I have a sensitivity to it. And I know that the FCC and the government did not do adequate testing before they exponentially have turned up the intensity of the Wi-Fi across the United States and throughout the planet. So until next time, I wish you peace, prosperity, and homeostasis.